Hey there, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of My Bible Thoughts with Pastor Rich. I'm Rich Bitterman, and today we're looking into a subject that's close to my heart, and I'm sure close to the hearts of many of you as well. Let's talk about depression, a silent battle that so many face. It's that heavy cloud that can seem never-ending, that constant weight on our shoulders. But have you ever wondered what the Bible has to say about it? Well, stick with me because today we're going to explore this topic like never before. Let me start by asking you this. Have you ever faced a time in your life when you felt like God was a distant presence? Have you ever felt the darkness of spiritual abandonment? Now, I received messages on Twitter from friends seeking comfort in prayer, grappling with this heavy burden. And while I do offer my prayers, I also ponder how to offer them encouragement. Depression takes on many forms, often leading to inactivity and hopelessness. Countless books dive into this complex topic, but what does the Bible reveal about depression? Well, first I want you to imagine a person, much like you or me, struggling with challenges. It's a dark place where God's presence seems to have vanished. They cry out in Psalm 88, desperately seeking His comfort, but they feel like God has forsaken them. They're at a breaking point, facing physical and emotional distress. But even as they question God's presence, they still long for Him. This is a powerful image, isn't it? Now let's take a moment and read the very words from Psalm 88. As we dive into the scripture, imagine these words coming to life. They say, "But I, Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I was miserable and about to die from my youth on. I suffer your terrors. I grow weary. Our burning anger has passed over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They have surrounded me like water all day long. They have encircled me altogether. You have removed lover and friend far from me. My acquaintances are in a hiding place." Now, let's go back in time to a person in history who struggled with the problem presented in this scripture. Think about Job, a man who faced terrible trials and had a quote that I believe many can relate to. He said, "Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble." Job's words echo the human experience of suffering and despair, reminding us that even the most faithful can face the depths of depression. I believe Job's story is an example of how even the most faithful can face the depths of despair. He endured unimaginable trials, losing his wealth, health, and even his family. And during his suffering, Job questioned God. And in his despair, he longed for death. This account emphasizes the profound struggle of depression, even in the hearts of those who are deeply devoted to God. So, what can we learn from this scripture, Psalm 88, and from Job, and from people who have faced similar trials? Well, let's get a little practical. Here's some steps I think that you can easily implement in your own life when facing depression or when trying to help someone who is. First, I think we need to acknowledge our feelings. So the first step is acknowledging your feelings and recognizing that it's okay to feel down. Depression is a real battle, and it's important not to downplay what you're going through. Number two, we need to seek support. Never isolate yourself. That might be the first thing that you want to do, but you really need to lean on friends, family, or a support group. This is where a church body can be vitally important. This is where pastoral counsel can be vitally important. Opening up and sharing your struggles can be incredibly healing. Number three, take small steps. Sometimes it's overwhelming to think about the big picture of what's going on in your life. Start by taking small steps each day. Accomplishing even the tiniest tasks can boost your morale. And number four, professional help. If your depression is clinical and not improving, don't hesitate to seek professional help. There's no shame in talking to a therapist or counselor, and they can provide a valuable support and guidance. Talk to your pastor. There are Christian clinical counselors out there that can help you. Now, I want to take a moment to explore the story of Elijah, which I believe is one of the most beautiful and stunning passages found in the Bible. So Elijah was a prophet anointed by God and witnessed incredible miracles and divine interventions in his ministry. But he too found himself in the depths of depression following his confrontation with Jezebel. This story reminds us again that depression can affect anyone, even the most faithful and spiritually strong. So picture this. Elijah had just confronted the queen Jezebel, and in her threat to take his life, he fled into the wilderness. He was physically and emotionally exhausted, asking God to take his life. But in his moment of despair, God provided sustenance, guiding him to rest and nourishment. Eventually, God spoke to Elijah in a gentle, still voice, giving him a renewed purpose and strength. So use Elijah's story as a powerful reminder that even those with the strongest faith can face depression, but God's grace can provide healing and direction. Now, I believe there is a third type of depression, and it's those moments of unexplainable depression, where it seems like there's no apparent reason for the darkness that creeps in. Now, I remember this as a teenager. Now, this was before I was a Christian. I didn't come to Christ until I was in my 40s. But I remember I faced unexplainable bouts of depression. It was hopelessness and overwhelmed by life's challenges at that time. And external factors like hurtful comments or difficult circumstances definitely played a part in what was going on. But what I didn't realize at the time was that my responses to these situations often deepened my despair. This experience taught me that our responses to life's difficulty can either exacerbate or alleviate our feelings of depression. Now, the Bible's first account of depression can be in the story of Cain in Genesis chapter 4. So his offering was rejected by God, and this led to anger and a gloomy countenance. And God asked him, "Why are you so angry, Cain?" implying that if he did what was right, he'd feel cheerful. Instead, Cain's wrong response fueled more sin, resulting in jealousy and then ultimately murder. Now, the circumstance of God rejecting his offering was unfavorable, but his response was sinful and it worsened the situation. I think in the story of Cain, we see the destructive power of wrong responses to life's disappointments. Right, his offering was rejected by God, and his subsequent response was anger. Now, God in his wisdom asked Cain why he was angry and implied that if he did what was right, his face would be cheerful. So I believe this story emphasizes the importance of our responses to difficult circumstances, and they can lead either to healing or deeper despair. So can depression be avoided? Now, I believe some forms of depression can be avoided, but I do think there are some that seem unavoidable. But others can be addressed through self-evaluation. How we react to uncontrollable situations is the key. If your response is wrong, repent of it, for God forgives and pardons. So there is hope for all of us, as God's grace can make things right, even bringing some improvement into your circumstances. Now, this is a difficult topic, and I never want to make light of real-life problems. Difficulties in life are terrible, but I do know this. Your problems are never impossible with God. If you're a believer in Christ, you have hope where the world has given you no hope. And for those who don't believe, seek God with all your heart, as Jeremiah 20:13 suggests, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now believe me, it's the best course of action for everyone. Breaking the cycle of depression often requires getting on with life and seeking God's help to tackle even the smallest tasks. Lean on supportive friends and take small steps with God's guidance. Gradually, you will regain your encouragement. Now, I want to take a moment and talk about clinical depression. I know very little bit about this. I am not a counselor. I have no degrees in depression. So it is a different beast in my eyes, and it often does have organic roots. And I believe it's a major growing concern within the United States. The suicide rates just are skyrocketing. So I urge you, don't hesitate to seek help and to talk to someone about your feelings. Find support services and seek immediate help if you're thinking about suicide. Now, finally, let's talk about the practical application of dealing with depression. So we already went through four steps, but here's a fifth one, gratitude and perspective. So I want you to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Even in the darkest times, there's something to be thankful for. Shift your perspective and focus on the blessings in your life. Number six, this is one I've been really working on. Exercise and nutrition. Now, I'm on a carnivore diet, and I'm losing 1 or 2 pounds a week, and I feel great doing it. But whatever that looks like for you, take care of your physical health, because I believe this is crucial. Regular exercise and balanced diet can significantly impact your mood and energy levels. Number seven, rest and sleep. I had sleep apnea for years, and I snored horribly. I got diagnosed and got a CPAP, and now I get my 8 hours, 7 or 8 hours a night pretty easily, and I feel fresh when I wake up. You need to do whatever you need to do to ensure you get adequate rest and quality sleep. Sleep is essential for mental and emotional well-being. And then finally, I mentioned this before, but counseling and therapy. You need biblical counseling, like what I'm giving you on this podcast. I also want you to consider professional counseling. There are certified Christian counselors out there. There are therapy groups with Christians that struggle with depression. So whether you're facing clinical depression or just need someone to talk to, it's actually a sign of strength to seek help. And I encourage you to do just that. Now, my friends, let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, knowing that so many of us are battling depression. We've seen the depths of despair and felt the weight of darkness, but we also know, dear Lord, that you are with us even in our darkest moments. We take comfort in the words of Psalm 88 and the real struggles of people like Job. Lord, help us to acknowledge our feelings, seek support, and take small steps towards healing. And Lord, for those facing clinical depression where there seems to be no help, guide them to the professional help they need. Lord, we pray for your grace to shine upon us and bring hope even in the bleakest of time. And it's in your heavenly name that we pray. Amen. Well, my friends, it's time to wrap up this episode of My Bible Thoughts with Pastor Rich. I hope this discussion on depression has provided you with an understanding of this challenging topic and an expanded toolkit to navigate those dark days. Remember, you are not alone in this battle, and there is hope even in the midst of despair. Now, friends, I'm asking, if you found this episode meaningful, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends and loved ones who may be facing their own battles with depression. Let's spread the message of hope and support far and wide. And until next time, keep the faith, stay strong, and never forget that you are loved.